If you didn't want to talk to me when we met at DEF CON, you didn't have to. But you could have given some PLA stickers to Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 8 years of age. But he's read every single word on your webpage. And at DEF CON, you just said no.
Telephone.
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 You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
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 Call in at 505-796-4020. Or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock at a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Telephone.
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 The phone show.
Telephone.
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 Cactus this oxygen.
Telephone.
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 Retards don't know how to use a phone.
Telephone.
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 Live on the air.
Crap, I always do this. The intro music played. It was brand new intro music, and I didn't even hear it.
Oh.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Rumi.
No. Da, 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 da.
That's, that's so cute. Yeah, so, like, I'm not resenting the show tonight like I was last week, so... It should be nice. Slightly less depressing this week.
It's nice when you're in a good mood, buddy.
Me and Rob just did this amazing thing where we called up... this started because Roxy's went to Walmart and she's all like, hey, Brad, what do you want me to do while I'm at Walmart? And I told her to like go to the photo section and look at the photographs and see if we could get names and addresses. I mean, names and phone numbers from pictures. And I don't think Walmart does it that way anyway. I know some Targets do. But anyway,
yeah.
Rob called up some Walgreens and talked their employees into giving us just this giant list of customer names and phone numbers who are waiting for photo pickups.
Yep.
Who did you say you were?
Oh, he said, like, I was going to prepare this, but we did it right like 5 minutes ago, so I didn't have time. But he said he was with the corporate office and our...
Oh, Jesus.
Our computers detected possibly pornography in some of the pictures. I think he said child pornography.
I told him there was an anomaly, and unfortunately,
yes.
I couldn't finish out my report because the names and numbers didn't seem to match up. So I needed them to give me the names and numbers to verify.
Did you have to write them all down, or did they like email them to you?
Oh something? No, we wrote them down. They said them over the phone.
Oh yeah. Jesus.
So
they're just like here you go,
and hopefully none of the
Here's
people
the,
like the first
keys to the castle.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what we're gonna say to these people
that we detected child porn on your pictures.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say child porn. Porn would be good. And Rob said we detected or we looked at your pictures and saw like dead bodies or something
in the background.
Oh, I was thinking, Brad, we could, some of the like, this one, the one, like, her, like, obviously the one that's a woman, is call her and ask, and say, you know, hey, I know that you come here regularly, because, they also told me who the, regulars were, so I could be like, yeah, I know you come here regularly, and I was wondering why there are, you know, photos of your husband and another woman.
Oh,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
The last guy we talked to. He told us, like, he's like, oh, those are regulars, so they're not going to have any child porn in there, you know?
Oh,
like,
nice.
Like, he knows them that well. But we talked to two different people, and they both gave Rob everything.
Nice.
And, you know, I tried one before, and the lady was about to give me stuff, and then she's like, oh, maybe I should get a manager for you. And at that point, I didn't even have an idea of why I needed the information.
Yeah.
So I panicked and called Rob, and he did awesome. Thanks, Rob.
Rob's very good at being the corporate type.
Yeah. He uses big words. I don't know big words, you know?
I've worked at a lot of phone centers, unfortunately.
Tombstone sending me messages saying, say bestiality, masturbating hours. I'm trying to call in. Sad face.
Oh, he's trying to call in? I didn't see his number.
He must be desperate when he's messaging me.
Matt, you're my best friend. Please put in a word for me.
Right.
Da, 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 da.
Hey, before we go any further, I think everyone needs to congratulate Brad on putting an end to the Jason Hecathorn saga.
Yay for me. Oh, wait, who's this from 503?
Shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear you talk.
You shut the fuck up first.
PhoneWinners.com.
PhoneWinners.com, everyone. Damn it, because he was calling from Oregon, so I thought maybe it had something to do with Jason Hecathorn.
Yeah.
But no.
Well, for all the listeners who don't know, Jason sent Brad a letter conceding to the fact that Brad has won.
Really?
Yeah. He sent me a giant letter over the weekend. He says, I'm the winner, and...
And just please stop.
Everyone go to cactiradio.com/Jason and read all about it.
He wants me to find it in my heart to stop what I'm doing, even though I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is maintaining a website.
Yeah.
But, like... I really don't want to get into the whole. I don't want to get into the whole Jason Hecathorn thing. Hecathorn here thing. I've drank a little bit.
Me too.
You know, like everyone should go to cactiradio.com/Jason and read the updates from the past week. And there's just crazy, crazy shit on there. He was like, he had his own blog where he was like publishing information on bartenders and stuff, and talking shit, like calling their kids bastards, and it was awesome. And as soon as he found out I was on it, he shut it down. He like took his website away immediately. Good stuff.
Because he knew you would call those bartenders.
Oh, yeah. No. I wouldn't do that. I'm not harassing Jason.
Okay. Well, it's good that you're a good winner.
I'm really not though. Oh, and I should thank Pseudo, aka Luvix Freak. I think she's in the tiny chat room right now. You know, she did like a ton of work, like getting information on Jason, and she's been emailing him too. It's fun stuff.
No, that's HBB in the chat room.
No, Pseudo.
HBB in the tiny chat?
Yeah, in tiny chat. Pseudo is Luvix Freak, which is a friend of mine that's been messing with Jason.
Oh, I thought you meant on camera.
No. Nope.
Tombstone keeps messaging me. Say, tell him to pick up.
I see an out of area. Tombstone?
Hey, baby.
Hey, you're calling out of area. And
sorry,
someone.
Okay. Where is he at right now?
PhoneWinners.com. Shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear your talk.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I thought that's from Chicago. That's from your neighborhood.
Man. I know, dude.
Hi, Tombstone.
Hey, how are you doing?
I wish I had the music. Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da. Two hilariously mixed-match roommates.
Yeah, I put aside my differences.
Nah. I love you, Toomsy. I've seen your porn, remember?
Did you guys know Carlito's been in the hospital?
No, what happened?
You know, the appendix thingy, you know, he had to get his appendix taken out, I think. Appendicitis, that's the word I'm looking for.
I hear that's very painful.
Yeah, he's in a lot of pain right now. That's why he disappeared for 2 weeks. Nobody knew where he was, and he hasn't done a show for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, he's not going to do a show this week. He might do one next week, but, you know, he's just, like, recovering right now. So, that's what's going on with Carlito.
Well, that means Carlito's twin brother and Tucker Mike will co-host.
Oh, I wish I could. I can't this Thursday, but I don't know. Maybe Roxy wants to take over. Roxy can pretend to be Carlito.
Matt and I will do it.
Has Tucker Mike just given up on it?
Oh, I don't know. Like, why? Why do you ask?
Well, because, like, me and him did it once or twice.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
But I'll happily do it with you, Rob.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Oh, he likes me.
No, I'm just kidding.
I have not breaking news.
Okay.
Is that the breaking news music backwards then?
Yeah, do we have to play in reverse?
Breaking news.
This week we had an unofficial phone raid for Cacti Radio. Me, Akison, Gunner, and Tabashi called a Christian conference line known as the Six Screens of the Watchtower. And we bugged the shit out of them for 3 hours saying cactus, fuck you, this, that, that. And it was kind of amusing. And they ended up blocking everyone on the line, and we still got through. And they were all confused, talking about, I think they're getting in my machines. And,
what is it again?
It's
Mormons or something?
It's ex-Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness.
It's Mormons or Jehovah's Witness is the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then and Tombstone, he's like, yesterday, he's like, oh, listen to this sound file, it's so funny. And it's like 3 hours long or something. I listened for 15 minutes, yeah. And there was nothing funny, and he didn't even edit it. So, yeah, fuck you, Tombstone, for making me listen to their intro with nothing funny in it.
It's funny. You gotta see the context of how our harassment goes.
Yeah, I know.
I'll send you the time marks.
You can edit it. No, I got your time marks earlier. I just haven't got around to listening to it again yet.
Yeah. But it was pretty amusing, and it's not in the recording. I think Akison has it. We called up later on, and we started singing. Akison and Gunner started singing while Akison was playing his violin. And then Akison apologized. Hey, you know, we're sorry we ruined your show and everything. And Gunner was like, what the fuck? No, we're not. It was fucking hilarious. We ruined it.
Wow. So, he played violin.
Yeah, and Akison plays a violin.
What a nerd.
Yeah.
We're all too cool for him.
On
obviously.
Every other Saturday. So next time it will be on will be May 7th.
Yeah, maybe we should organize that and, you know, we can all do it.
Yeah.
Is it
I wonder how long.
What time of day is it? Come on.
It's usually Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Yeah.
They're all, like, homophobics and crazy Christians, and they talk about, you know, kids get raped with Donald Duck masks to confuse them so they won't be able to tell the cops to trick the cops like it's the police. Yeah.
Kids get raped with what?
Donald Duck masks.
Like, oh.
Like when you killed JonBenet, you were wearing a Donald Duck
mask. Oh, yes, I remember. I couldn't think of that because I'm suppressing those memories.
Yeah. So you can pass the lie detector test.
Yelp. Hey, 619.
Hey, Henry, for your fucking dumbass, now I'm a fucking little more fucking smart, you fucking dickhead.
Oh,
man. Wow. I'm scared.
That was abrupt.
I'm going to quit the show right now.
He's angry.
And I don't know if you want to continue it tonight, Brad, but I sent you a link on your Skype account for one of the hosts of that show. And his name is Joe Mason Emerson. And just because his middle name is Mason, he thinks he's a Freemason.
I would think that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg,
Hem, phonewinners.gov, phonewinners.
Oh, damn you. You got me again. I feel so dumb. That was Gregulate. That was Gregulate that time.
Facebook.com/Greg Kramer.
AfterTheTone.org. Brought to you by Chris Levebeck.
AfterTheTone.org. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, he is on phonelosers.org right now. I mean, there's a post about him. Everyone should call his voice bridge at 253-397-1819. AfterTheTone.org.
Yeah, that can be our base of operations next week.
Oh, for the phone mob thing.
Yeah.
Wow, we have a bridge again. That's crazy.
We had one before in Ohio.
Did we? I don't
remember. Yeah, remember? Phones of Amero at Cincinnati, Ohio? Extension PLA?
I don't know. I don't remember any Ohio area codes.
I don't remember a lot of things.
614 is Ohio, and 1 means it's an original area code because they started off with 1 in 0.
Well, 614, that's a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all about Tiny Chat.
tinychat.com/phonelosers and /phonelosers on FNet.
Yeah. Okay, we're back on the air. We're going to try and call some of these Walgreens people who are expecting their photos. So, Rob, you want me to call Wong?
Yeah, call Wong. Let's start with him. I like that name.
Is Dexter, like, a common, I don't know, Asian name?
I don't know. Maybe he's a white guy adopted by a bunch of Asians.
Maybe. I don't know. I was just asking. Like, I really don't know.
I've never known an Asian named Dexter. Silverware on the ground to name their kids.
Okay, here's Dexter Wong.
Here we go.
Hopefully he speaks good English.
Yeah. So hopefully he does.
I mean, he's Asian.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be racist.
Why?
Hello, is this Dexter Wong?
Yes, you can.
Oh, hey, this is Roy from the Walgreens Photo Center.
Yes.
Yeah, how many photos were you supposed to have? Because it looks like your photos may have gotten lost, and I just want to make sure I've got the right package here. How many photos did you take? Did you send us?
It should be a total of 104.
104? Okay. Yeah, I got a big stack here. What were the pictures of?
Like kids.
Yeah, okay. Of kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, tulips.
Right. Were they the ugly kids or were they the cute kids?
This is my kids. This one kid, I think.
Okay, because I got a bunch of the photos got mixed up, and I got a bunch of photos of some ugly kids, and I got a bunch of photos of some pretty cute kids, and I wasn't sure if yours was the ugly kids.
No, just one kid's in there. It's like,
one kid? Okay. All right. And you said there was a couple hundred of them?
Yeah, it's about 104.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now that they're all messed up, we do charge a $30 processing fee for me to put them back in order. Would you like me to, if you want me to put them back in order, did you want them in order?
That doesn't matter. They don't have to be in order.
Okay.
They have to be all of them.
Okay. All right. Well, then since you don't want them to be in order, I'll just charge you for putting them back in the envelope, and that's only $20.
Why do you get charged for that?
Well, because you were supposed to put a tag on each of them with your name, so that if they do get if we do drop them like this, that we can put them back together really easily. So now I got to go through and look through all the ones with the ugly kid in it, and then put it in put it back in the file.
Yeah, but I'm not paying extra.
Well, you don't have a choice. I mean, you're gonna have to pay the extra for it. You didn't follow the policy. You didn't follow the policy. Thank God your kid. You know, I could tell which one's your kid. Obviously, look at the mug on that kid.
So what's the policy?
The policy is if you don't tag the photos with your name.
What do you mean,
name,
tag the photo?
What do you mean tag the photo? Well, you know how to send photos to us, right?
What do you mean tag the photo? Explain to me how I tag the photo.
Okay, I'm not going to explain to you how, the internet works.
So you know what? You can have Magic call me. If you can't get the six, I'm not paying extras.
If you don't pay us for the processing fee, then we're going to throw the photos out.
Yeah.
We're going to throw your ugly kids' photos in the trash.
Yeah, go ahead. Because if this is the kind of attitude you have, you're going to get a complaint from me anyways.
Well, who are you going to complain to? Who are you going to complain to, my manager?
Yeah, I don't know who you are, and this is not the way to treat the customer.
Oh,
period.
So you have a problem with the policy? Because if you want to talk to my manager about it, you're welcome to, because it's not my policy. It's it's Walgreens' policy.
Go have your manager talk to me right now.
Fine. You know what? Fine. I'll put my manager on the phone. He can deal with you.
Hello, this is Dave. Can I help you?
Yeah, I just been called that you guys messed up on the picture, and I have to pay extra. And that's I don't understand that.
Which pictures were yours? Were you the ugly kid one or the cute kid?
So this is not even the right way to speak to me. How can you say ugly kid and good looking kid?
Oh no, it's nothing personal. We were. I know he was trying to figure out.
This is not nice to say. Oh, this kid is ugly and this kid is not ugly. You know what I mean?
But there's a very clear difference, and we're just trying to figure out which pictures were which, and I can kind of see, like, you're giving him attitude then? Is that the problem?
My problem is, the person told me that they somehow dropped the picture or something and they got it messed up and they want to charge me extra when I pick up the picture.
Were you not like helping him along there with telling us whether or not your kid is ugly? Because that's all he needed to know. He needs to know if it's the ugly one or the cute one. Because they got mixed together, so we're not really sure. The orders got mixed together.
I told him what it was. I told him I had one kid in the picture, and I have no clue who the other kid is.
Yeah, but is your kid ugly or is he cute?
See, you keep saying that. Ugly or cute.
That's what we need to know to sort this all out, and then everything will be fine.
You know what? You can easily sort this out if you look at the computer and what the picture is come from. You can't find that out. You're telling me.
Yeah, well, nobody tagged the photos. So if you didn't tag the photos, we have to charge you the $20 tagging fee.
What do you mean? How do you mean I didn't tag the photo?
You gotta tag them with your name on every single photo when you send them in. That's just the way it works. You checked the box that say you understand the policy, so you should know this.
What do you mean?
Did you not read the terms and conditions?
How do I take the pictures?
Well, look, we can just forget the $20 thing. Can you just tell us if your kid is ugly or cute?
My kids are not ugly.
Okay, no, I mean, not as a father, you know. Like, of course you're not going to say it's ugly, but for real. Like, really, what do other people think? Is your kid ugly or cute?
You're serious here.
Of course, yeah.
You're serious here.
Because we're having computer issues, and also you didn't tag the photos, and it's just a mess here. We need to sort these out, because somebody dropped all the photos. They got mixed up.
This is ridiculous. I can tell you right now, the way I don't know how you guys handle stuff like this. This is ridiculous.
I think your hesitation kind of tells me that you probably have the ugly kid. Is that correct? Just say yes. It's fine. It's fine if you have an ugly kid. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. My kid's not that cute.
You know what?
It's just
can't believe you keep saying this ugly kid and cute kid thing. You know what? This is how you treat the customer. I can't understand how you can keep business. You're never gonna get business from me again. You're gonna get tons of complaints from me, and that's it. I can't understand how you can treat people better.
I can't believe you're having this attitude with us after you didn't even follow the terms and conditions, after you checked the box that said you did.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to... You forget it. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh, sir? Sir? Dexter? Dexter?
Hello? Yes? Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Dexter's wife, and I'm trying to understand what's going on here. Can you explain to me?
Oh, yeah. Let me just put my manager on, and... And maybe he can explain
it
better.
You're not the manager. Okay, then put your manager on.
Yeah,
please.
I'm going
to.
Don't give any attitude. Just a minute, please.
Yeah, hello?
Hello, yes. Hi, I'm Dexter's wife. I'm trying to get an understanding of the situation right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually the store manager here.
Okay.
Can you explain to me what the problem is? I just walked in, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, apparently your staff called my husband about issues with the pictures, and he's referring to the children in the pictures as cute and ugly. So,
okay, okay, let me just ask for a second what's going on. How's that? Okay, so, okay, yeah? Okay, and there's one, you have it? Oh, is it messing? Okay. Cute, no, well, okay, that's weird, okay. Okay. Well, what they're telling me is that you sent in photos, and I guess their policy here in the photo center is for you to tag the photos. Each photo should have when it's sent in, should have a name with it. And I guess there was that's in case the photos get mixed up. I guess they do that a lot. They screw up a lot here. I know we get a lot of turnaround, so we get a lot of new people. So photos get mixed up, and that's why we have names put on them. And apparently, you guys didn't put the names on them, so when they got mixed up, they didn't know which were which. And they do have a set of photos here that have one child in it, which this kid looks like he might be a model. And then there's another kid who's clearly not attractive. you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, insinuate. I just don't know. We don't know which is which. And your husband said that your son may not have been that good looking. So if, you know, your son is the less attractive child, then we definitely know which pictures are which. And we'll go ahead and waive the $20 fee for not properly tagging the photos. But, you know, if you didn't, if you got the ugly kid, then that would really help us out because it's late and we'd like to get this taken care of.
Okay. Can you kind of explain what's in the background? I mean, I don't...
what do you mean what's in the background? I mean, there's like a hundred photos of an ugly kid here. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Okay. I mean...
I'm not going to go through every photo with you. I mean, all we have to know is, you know, he wouldn't describe the kid, so... And we've got one kid that's clearly good-looking and one kid that's clearly, you know, pretty hideous kid. So, I mean, if that's... You know, if your kid's ugly, it would make the situation pretty easy. There's really two discerning factors. Good-looking kid, ugly kid.
Okay, well, I mean, if it was a younger picture, I mean, he might have been the ugly kid, but when he grew up, he was better-looking. I mean, I can't really say, you know, if he was the less attractive kid or the better-looking kid. I mean... Hold on.
Would you say he's ugly? I mean, this is really kind of getting monotonous here, so.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, is your kid ugly? I got these guys here. They want to go home. I want to wrap this up. I don't have time to deal with this.
Can you leave me your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Mitch Tompkinson.
Mitch Tompkinson?
Mitch, why do we have to draw this out? She's obviously the one that has the kid from the shallow end of the gene pool. Can we just... Is that what it is, ma'am?
Come on, that's not appropriate, guys. Well, I mean...
I'm trying
to understand the situation.
I just stepped into the room and I already figured this out. They mixed up the photos. You didn't tag them properly. There's two kids here, a good-looking kid and an ugly kid, and your kid's obviously the ugly one, so you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to put these in a bundle. You're going to get charged the full $20 processing fee on top of the fee for the photos, and that's it. Have a nice day.
Sorry.
That was dragging on a little.
I would have charged them $10 more for ugly kids.
that was pretty rich.
Hey, Gunner, you sound awful. I'm hanging up on you again.
Ugly kid's fee?
Gunner, I'm going to have to charge you the ugly kid fee.
What?
Okay. No, he was cute when he was younger.
It sounds better. Well, you pretty much got that lady to admit that she had ugly kids.
Yeah. She's like, well, maybe he was ugly when he was younger, but he's growing out of it.
If anything, the mother should have said the kids were cute. Like, I couldn't understand. Why couldn't they just say they were cute? But they were hesitant on both options.
They did not want to defend their kid.
We should call her back and tell her it was just a prank call.
No.
Don't do it. I wanted to go into Walgreens tomorrow with a gun.
I agree.
No. But wouldn't it be funny to tell her that it was us and see what her reaction is to that?
Yeah.
Hey, you're in charge, Brad.
No, come in tomorrow,
I'm all mad. Make sure she doesn't come in tomorrow. All
okay,
mad.
Brad, call her and tell her it was a joke.
Gunner, what's up?
Oh, hey, is my Skype good or what?
Oh, no, it sounds good now. Just when you first called in, it was, like, tons of noise. That's why I had to hang up on you the first time. Oh,
like me.
No, you...
Oh,
okay.
Oh, Gunner, do you have the accordion's number?
Oh, yeah, I have that guy's number. Hold on.
Whose number?
Give it to Brad. The accordion guy. We hacked the accordion guy yesterday. We hacked into his voicemail.
I thought Akison was the accordion. Oh, no, he's the violin. Sorry.
Yeah. Violin.
Brad, do we really have 45 connections to this call? That's what Skype's registering right now.
45?
Yeah, my Skype's registering Brad Carter and 45 others are in your conversation.
Oh, no, it's just four of us. I mean, maybe we had 45 calls.
Yeah, 45 dead calls, but... You know,
45 calls of people saying they don't want to hear what I'm saying or something.
Well, Skype or iPhone sucks then.
Here, let's try. This is the phone show. Do you care what I'm saying?
Hey, I hear what you're saying, Brad.
See? Nobody cares.
Should we call her back and tell her it was a joke, but still tell her that we were Walgreens?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her we were bored?
Make it like Google voice. Sorry, and say, but you're calling from Google. No, I'm not. It's all part of the prank.
What was the wife's name?
Oh, she never said her name. She never said her name.
This is for Mrs. Wong.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Wow, they're so pissed that they disconnected their number. No, I dialed the wrong area code.
Really?
No. I was like, holy shit.
They're probably driving their car into a telephone pole.
We're cutting ourselves off from the world, goddamn it.
This is the last straw. Everyone knows our kid is ugly.
So who wants to break the news to her?
I can do it.
Yeah. Walgreens.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am?
Yes?
Oh, this is Skippy from the Skippy and Dippy Show here in Tucson, Ohio. And okay. we're like a wacky morning radio show, and we were just messing with you. We're not really with Walgreens. It was one of those phone taps where a friend, like, you know, gets us to really upset you.
Where a friend gets you to upset us?
Yeah, you heard
us.
Me. So, you know, it's not really Walgreens, and don't be mad at Walgreens. It wasn't them. It's just some friend of yours playing a joke.
You should actually be really mad at your friend for setting you up.
Then who is my friend?
Well, obviously he's not a very good friend, so you know it's that friend.
Yeah,
well, who's the friend?
You're gonna rot in hell, you disgusting cunt.
And
not you, your friend.
Yeah, the friend, not you, ma'am. But ma'am, is your kid ugly for real? I mean. You know, now that it's not really an issue, it's not Walgreens, just tell us. Because you seemed really hesitant to tell us that
like
he wasn't.
Like a mother should just be, like, pick cute, like, and, like, instantly.
What's wrong with you guys? You guys need to get a life.
Yeah,
we're
we
making
do.
Money off of this. This is our life.
It's your friends.
Wacky morning DJs.
Your friends that need to get a life that's, like, making us do horrible things like this.
We had a bad day.
And oh, she's
how we reconcile.
You heard him, like, shouting in the background.
Oh, no. What if he was, like, on the phone with Walgreens? Now she's got to go stop him.
Skippy and Dippy show out of Ohio.
The Chris Ellerbeck show.
What's this call back and be nice shit, dude?
No, we've got like so many other people to call here.
Oh yeah, well, the next one I want to tell her that we found pictures of her husband with another woman.
Hey, dude, I got that shit from Rappy. I got a picture. It's pretty awesome. It shows me like jizzing all over a bunch of naked girls.
Oh, awesome!
So, yeah.
Oh yeah, I want to see that. Like,
yeah.
Gunner, do you have that to like show us in Tiny Chat?
Yeah, I could. I could go get it to my car. It's got blood all over it because I cut my hand while I was opening the letter because it was so well taped.
You should do it before the show's over.
I'll go get it, you fucker.
Well, we're going to do another call right now.
Okay, I'm going to mute. I'll go get my poster, blah, 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 blah.
All right, so Rob, you want to do this one?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we can all get in at some point, but let me just start up by telling her that her husband's in photos with other women.
Okay, I'm going to do...
I'm only good with the white trash calls.
I'm going to do Tammy Guisola.
I think it was Gonzalez.
No, he spelled it out, and it's Guisola.
I'm just going to say Tammy. I'm just going to say I work there. She's a regular.
And she's the one that had three orders today. She turned in three orders.
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. And she's doing it as quick as... As quick as possible.
Ask if she has a husband.
Yeah.
Holy crap, it's like, it's almost time for the show to end. This is crazy. We're going to do an after show.
Okay.
We got to get all awesome. These people.
By the way, I got a friend from South California listening tonight.
Hello?
Hello, Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey. Yeah, this is Roy down at the Walgreens photo.
Hey there.
Hey, yeah, I got your photos all processed. Is that your boyfriend or husband? Somebody came in asking for a set of the photos today.
I don't know of anybody that would do that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, just a guy came in and asked for one of the sets of the photos. I don't know, he was wearing a cap and glasses, so... But I thought it was weird, so I wanted to call and ask, because I don't know who would be coming in to ask for your photos.
Is it the ones that I just printed up?
Yeah, the ones that you just sent us. I didn't know, you know, I don't ever remember being a husband or a boyfriend of yours, so I didn't know.
No. I don't know.
Because he said he knew you. I mean,
was he an older guy or?
Yeah, I guess he was a little bit. I guess he was a little bit older, but like he said he knew you. So I thought maybe you had a husband or a boyfriend. I didn't, you know.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, this guy was. Okay. Yeah. Well, this guy just said he knew you, and he was asking if he could see your photos because he said he had he knew you dropped them off. I guess he brought some other photos too. So I thought, you know, I thought maybe you knew him because the other photos were of you too. So I developed those for him and they were a little bit racier, so to speak. So I didn't know. I thought That's maybe weird. You knew him. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that he's taken a bunch of photos of you and it's a little creepy because it kind of looks like he took them from like, I don't know, like your bedroom window or something.
Serious?
Yeah. It's like, that's why I thought it was better to call you and ask like why he'd be asking for your photos and stuff. Cause he also got these photos developed and they're definitely some pretty illicit photos of you.
Huh. I don't know.
I mean, I thought maybe he might have been a boyfriend, or he might be like some really creepy guy who's taking pictures of you through your window. Because in some of these, I mean, obviously I try not to look at you naked, but you are pretty nude in these photos.
Huh. I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I feel kind of weird now. I mean, do you want me to report this to my manager or anything, that this guy's taking photos of you? You know, through your window.
Are they still there, or did he get them already?
No, they're still here. Yeah, they're still here. He hasn't. I just developed them. And
what name is on them?
I can't actually give you his name. I mean, I wish I could. Obviously, just give you this guy's name, but I can't do that. Obviously, for privacy reasons. But I really feel kind of creeped out that this guy was asking for your photos, and he's also taking pictures of you through your window while you're naked.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I would report it if I were you.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to have...
Did he take any of my other pictures that I downloaded? I mean, did he get the ones that I just sent in tonight?
Well, no, we didn't give him any of your photographs, because, you know, obviously I wasn't going to give him anyone but you. He, you know, he said he knew you. And I don't know, some of the pictures, it's a little weird though, because there are some pictures here that you've sent us that we've gotten from you from the last couple of weeks that he's also developed, got in his packet. So I don't know. I mean, you sure you don't know this guy? You don't think he could have like hacked into your email or something, do you? Because he's got some other photos here that are like of you too, but they seem like they're taken by one of your cameras. So you don't think, I mean, does anyone have access to your email?
No, not that I know of. I mean, it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't have any of those photos.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. But, I mean, there's, like, just some regular photos of you that it seems like he took. So.
I don't know.
All right. Well, yeah, it's really creepy. And I'm sorry that he took naked photos of you. But I'll send it to my manager, and hopefully they can sort it out for you.
All right.
All right.
See you tomorrow, then. All right. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy, Tammy. What the fuck? Who doesn't care about naked?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, whatever.
Calm about that.
Happens all the time.
She's like, oh, I am constantly dressing in front of the window. Live and learn, Roy. You know.
What kind of lady is not upset about naked photos
of some man, creep following her?
Maybe she finds warriors and, you know, sexy.
Yeah.
Maybe she
that's her thing.
With her curtains wide open tonight.
I just want to do. I want to do one that's just retarded and stupid and something they'll never believe. So should I do the dead body thing?
calling does not accept unidentified calls.
Oh, no.
If you are a solicitor, please hang up now. Otherwise, please enter the 10-digit telephone number you are calling from.
I love these.
Enter in the Walgreens number.
Oh, I don't know it, but I'll put some in their area code.
Dead bodies, Brad, dead bodies.
Okay.
Children, dead children.
Let them see the flow. Let them.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Who's speaking?
Hi, this
hello.
Is... Hi, this is Kevin from Walgreens. I'm calling about your photos that you have with us.
Oh, Kevin Walgreens? Oh, you found them?
Yes, they were lost, and it looks like we've found them.
Okay, I
But I looked at the photos.
From Battleground?
Yeah, in Battleground.
Battleground, okay. Where are you from?
I'm at the Walgreens in the photo development department.
Oh, I thought it said Coopville.
Our number comes up weird because it routes through the corporate office or something.
Oh.
Something crazy
so
like that you'll
them.
Believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to come in there tomorrow anyway. I'll pick them up.
Okay, and you had the pictures of the dead bodies, right?
Dead bodies? No.
It looks like a murder scene. Do you work for the police department?
Pictures of a wedding.
Yeah, there were the wedding pictures in there, but there were also pictures of dead bodies, and it looks like a crime scene. Do you work for the police department?
I had none of those. I had all wedding pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of wedding pictures.
That's all I had. I don't want any dead body pictures.
Yeah, and
I don't know how the hell they got in.
A lot of these wedding pictures are naked, too. I mean, like, we don't normally develop naked pictures, but since we lost your pictures, I thought I'd make an exception for you.
You're kidding.
No, I don't kid. I'm a Christian. Naked. I'm sorry, what?
Well, how'd you get them mixed up with my pictures?
No, these are your pictures. It's the same people from the wedding, but they're naked.
And they're naked?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Yes, crazy naked. No, I'm not kidding. I don't kid.
I didn't put any naked pictures in that machine. She showed me how to put them in that machine there.
Well, I think is what it does, like, you know, you read it from the card, and the card will read pictures that you've deleted. So all of the naked pictures you took of these wedding people, they ended up in here too, as well as your crime scene photos.
We didn't take any naked pictures.
But it's the same people from the wedding. It's okay. You don't have to deny it. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Well,
it's just
where are they? In Battleground?
Yeah, in Battleground.
I'll come in there and I want to see them.
You want to see naked pictures?
Well, I want to see what the hell's going on.
Wow, that's perverted of you. But yeah, if you could come in here, that would be great. And we'll show you these naked pictures.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
But yeah.
I will be in, and I want to find out why Walgren, and I'll bring you the pictures I brought in there and put in the machine.
And that way I'll believe you. Okay. We'll see you soon then.
Oh, boy. You're something else. Okay.
Try not to take too many pictures of crime scenes on the way over.
Oh, Christ. Hey, I think I'm being shit on here, fooled, but I'll be over there at Walgren's, and I want to find out.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, We're shitting on your balls.
He's gone.
Poop, poop.
I think I'm being shit on.
That was weird.
Hey, Brad, you want to see
this? Is like an older version of, like, you're crapping on my balls.
Oh, yeah. Everyone in Tiny Chat, Gunner's going to show us the Rappy picture.
Yeah, so,
TinyChat.com/phone losers.
I won't talk about how I got it, but anyways... This is the letter that I got.
It involves a people's court.
It involves penis, and I don't know, that's his address. Whoops.
Oh, he doesn't care. I think he moved since then anyway.
No, I just got this. And then, anyways, I got this picture, which I ripped when I opened it, and there's blood on it because I cut my finger when I opened it. But anyways, that's me. It says Gunner, and apparently I'm blowing loads all over some big... fat women with boobs out.
It's very realistic.
I'm logging in.
And it says Love Rappy on it somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then he gave me the CD, right? Right, that's cool, right? But, you know,
it's too bad that's an awful CD.
He gave me the second best mixed up ever. And then he gave me some German film called Go for Zucker.
Oh, this is bullshit. I didn't get a film. I just got the dumb CD.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a preview.
You're the guy promoting him, Brad.
Well, it doesn't mean I have to like...
Why do I want a German language film? I guess it's pretty good.
I think
maybe it's German porn.
You need to watch it to understand.
Yeah.
Hold it up, Gunner.
Gunner, do you want to talk about what we did this weekend?
Yeah. If we have time, I don't want to take over the show.
No, sure, yeah, Gunner, go ahead. I can't believe there's only 10 minutes left. What the hell?
Gunner, could you hold it up again, please?
The picture?
Yeah, I'm just not on.
So there was like this religious show from people.
No, not the DVD. The fucking rabbit picture.
He is. That's what he's holding up.
I'm holding it up, dude.
It says your slow ass computer.
Yeah, you're sounding awful, Matt. You're breaking
I'll
up.
I'll show you later, you fucker.
That's yeah, my God penis. Damn it.
Okay.
Is your penis smoking a joint?
My penis is smoking a joint. And my beer is labeled beer.
Roxy's holding up her picture, too, by the way.
He gave you one, too?
Roxy doesn't count.
Yeah, you're not special, Gunner. You know, we all got one.
We shut down this guy's radio show this weekend. It was pretty amazing.
How'd you do that?
Akison, Night Asylum, myself, and Tombstone all basically phone bombed this guy's radio show. It was a conference where you call in and you unmute. And we just kept playing Show Me How to Blow Dudes and just yelling like the worst shit imaginable. And the guy like basically broke down and said he's never going to do a show again.
Holy crap. What was this on? Was this...
Ask Tombstone. He knows all about it.
It's not a real show. They record it on the conference line, then they release it in like a podcast format.
Ah, okay.
And it's kind of interesting. We almost got them to cancel the show. It was pretty terrible.
That's hilarious.
Show me how to blow dudes.
I almost...
Blow dudes.
Right after one after another, we kept going on and on and on, and Dick Raw was on there, too.
You're on the air,
please,
Oregon.
Call into our system and bother us now.
PhoneWinners.com.
Oh, God damn it! I'm never doing a show again. I can't take this shit anymore. Fuck this.
And at the end, Gunner was singing with Ankison and myself and the violin.
The violin. The violin's what makes it.
I want to hear
them, yeah.
I want to hear the violin.
There's a 3-hour recording if you want to listen to it, just of us saying fuck you and the guy like there was some lady who was interviewing about a book and it was like five
Candy.
Calls in a row where we just called it and called her like a bitch. And then
Candy, shut the fuck up, put on Johnny.
I missed out.
Anyways.
Night Asylum's face.
That's all I have to say about that. On to the next one.
Okay. Hi, Night Asylum.
May 7th.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
What?
No. Like Gunner was saying, it was pretty bad. They were all talking about emotions and how they're... Why are we such haters and get a life?
We were called cockroaches.
Yeah, cockroaches. We're all cockroaches now.
You guys should stop being haters and cockroaches.
That should be our name, the cockroaches.
You're going to start a doo-wop group?
With violin.
The cockroaches. What was that guy's page, Joe, we called after the show?
Oh, I have Joe's number. Joe Mason.
Yeah, Joe, God, he is so ridiculous.
Is he even...
Brad, I gave you those numbers if you want to call him up.
Would you dare say he's redonkulous?
He's wacky.
He can answer any just question you can throw at him, and he thinks he's always right.
Yeah, he's like a pastor or something.
Yeah.
Of some, like, homemade church.
This sounds like the most boring thing ever, but I'm going to call him. And you guys...
God is
you guys can talk to him.
Hello.
Hail Satan.
Do what?
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. In the name of Jesus.
Satan.
In the name of
Yo,
Jesus.
Yo, what up, this is Willie.
And show me how to blow dudes.
Hail Satan. Satan. Lucifer.
Satan's so soft.
Hail Satan.
I think you're clearly shocking him into silence.
Well, what I think is...
My name is Tyrone, and I have a question about God.
No, I think that I saw your website today.
Which one? Was it phonewinners.com?
No, I think it's something like phonelosers.org.
Oh, zing. Listen to you.
Do what?
You heard me.
You heard it.
Oh, my God.
Shut the front door.
Did you enjoy reading about the PLA?
PLA thing?
He gets it.
I would say it's illegal to do what you're doing. And
would you?
What specifically is illegal on our site?
No, when you use a telephone the way you're doing, that's interstate. And that's a federal matter. Don't you guys know that?
Shit, I didn't know
for
that.
For doing what, sir?
Did you guys know that? I'm scared.
I didn't know when you dial numbers and then you talk to people on the phone that it's a federal matter.
Yeah,
it's a law that you have to be kind and courteous on the phone.
Yeah.
By the way, do that sort of thing.
Joe, we found Johnny and we took care of him. We buried him in an unmarked grave up in Walk Hill.
Well, you know, if you really have all these telephone powers, maybe you could find out who he actually is. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It will be a lot of fun.
Bar. Yeehaw.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually really surprised. You sound a little old to be able to use the internet, so kudos to you, sir, for finding us.
Well, thank you.
I'm totally bored with you now.
I do some writing on the internet.
Oh, my God, you're getting more boring. How's that possible?
We've been around.
Well, if that was possible.
He does safe. Writing.
Joe, you want to co-host with us?
You chisel stuff into your monitor.
Joe, do you want to co-host?
Figures you're scared.
Joe, do you want to co-host?
No, nevertheless.
What could make this even worse?
Shut the fuck up.
No,
I'm not
scared.
You're small penis.
Hey. Want to take questions?
PhoneWinners.com.
Yeah, phonewinners.com.
Hey, Joe, if you have any complaints, send them to
phonewinners.com.
If I want, I can, go and complain to the communications people.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Brad Carter's the guy. He takes all of our flack. He's like our legal expert. So if you just want to go
I'll tell you one thing. You're not good at taking down websites like Jason.
What?
You're not going to take down a website.
Wow, you know what, Tombstone? When you said Jason Heckathorn, that put the fear into him. He's just all like, what? Hey, is this Rappy?
Well, I could have your website removed real easy.
Is this Rappy?
No,
what are you going to do? Ask God? You're going to be like, oh, please, God, take down Phone Losers.
Oh, I'd contact your hosting company.
Oh, fuck.
And point out to them that what you're doing is an illegal activity.
I would suggest you do that first thing in the morning.
Brad Carter. Just remember Brad Carter when you go to fill out the forms.
When you file the lawsuit.
Hey, Joe, can you take us out?
Take us out, Joe.
What have you learned today, you stupid egg?
Well, I know you're just a bunch of young people clowning around. And, you know, I'm not really one.
I'm actually kind of old.
Joe, wouldn't anyone younger than 90 be old to you?
Joe's like 36 or something.
Same age, you need to lay out the cigarettes, man.
But God put the tobacco on this green earth.
Yep.
Joe, we're going to call Dick Ross.
I don't think you're amusing even your own selves. If you hear yourselves on tape, I don't
think. I think we need to play a tape of ourselves later.
I haven't seen a tape in quite a while.
Do you seriously still use tape, sir? Like, do you record
things on reel to reel?
Do you record your podcast on a cassette tape?
Nah. He's all hip. He's A-track.
No,
that's gonna be the future.
He records them on records.
I think Joe would be a really good co-host, though. Like, we should have him on. Just to kind of mellow us out, just to make sure keep us on the up and up. Like, seriously,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Tell us how it is.
I'm calling Rick now. Do you wanna stay on the phone with us?
No, we're not calling Rick. Fuck Rick.
Rick Fearon. No.
516. What have you learned?
I think Joe is enjoying this because if he wasn't, he would have already hung up.
Bye, Joe.
Yeah, bye, Joe.
That's all the Joe I could take.
Joe Mama.
Bradley.
Hey, Rappy.
Yay. I have a request.
Okay.
Can we make one more Walgreens phone call?
Yeah, were you listening?
Yeah, that was so epic. This is like the best show ever.
Hey, what does this DVD send me, man? Go for a sec.
I was just kidding about the second greatest mixtape ever.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. No. You're fine. Rock
it. Dude,
on,
is it a good movie or what?
Rappy approves of free speech.
What's up, Rappy?
Hey, chillin'. Hey, when you guys called the first Walgreens person,
uh-huh.
My friend, my longest note, he goes, "Oh, they got trollers remorse."
No. I just thought it would be funny. I wasn't trying to defuse anything.
Trollers remorse, Bradley. Trollers remorse.
No, that's crazy talk.
So, Rappy, did you want to call one of these people and show us how it's done?
Yeah, I want to call him.
Okay, you have to talk really loud because we can't hear you very good.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me better now?
A little, yeah. That's slightly better. So,
Rappy, thanks for liking my drawings today.
Hell yeah, I love the shit out of that stuff. It's awesome. It's really good. I never knew how creative a spirit you were.
I try.
Listen to that oozing sarcasm of Rappy's.
No, I swear to God. No.
Rappy, what is this DVD, dude?
Oh, it's just some DVD that was in a box that I had.
I didn't get a DVD. Why didn't I get a DVD, Rappy?
This is, I don't know.
Bullshit.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
I'm, like, banging my fist on the desk right now.
Dum, dum, dum.
Okay, Rappy, listen. These Walgreens I called are from your neighborhood. They're Lake Hills Walgreens.
Are you serious? Oh, they're going to get shit on.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's Lake Hills, but it's the same area code as you. So I'm going to call this one 425. Are you going to talk to her?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, her name is Marilyn Novak.
Mom? That's my aunt.
All right, talk to your aunt. Here it goes. Marilyn Novak.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
That would be awesome if it just happened to be Rappy's mom.
My mom's, she's, can't speak to this very good.
Speak up.
Yeah, pick up.
Speak up.
Marilyn.
Oh, hello?
Hi, is Marilyn there? Hey, this is
who?
Jerry from Walgreens. Mrs. Novak, you there?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, you do your pictures at Walgreens, and we were just reviewing them, and they're fucking weird. You got pictures of ding-dongs, pussies, anuses, and it's disgusting. And I'm going to rip up these damn ugly pictures.
Wait, those are pictures of our kids.
I work at the Walgreens on 156 in Maine.
Yeah?
425.
Yeah? Our pictures were of kids.
Fudged up. And if you don't like it, I want you to never be a customer here again.
Wait a minute.
This is Novak. I don't like your tone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those are pictures of our grandkids. I don't know what pictures you're talking about.
Yeah, your grandkids.
Huh?
We must have had some sort of communication.
Yeah.
So I dropped a bunch of the dumb old pictures, and I put them back together again. They're all messed up, buddy. You got to come down here ASAP and fix this shit out. And
they were just pictures of our grandkids. Three pictures of our grandkids.
Yeah, your grandkids. Oh, you come over here. Come over to Walgreens.
I'll come right now.
I've got something for you. A big old slug. I'll slug you. You understand?
What are you talking about, man?
Sorry.
I have no idea. Huh?
at Walgreens, the cakes, they filled them with weed, and I'm fucking high.
What? Where did you get this? I don't know what you're talking about, but you and I need to have a conversation. I'm a minister, and I don't appreciate this conversation. My wife sent pictures of our grandkids. I don't know what you're talking about.
Praise the J. Praise him every day. Praise J.
Are you at Walgreens now?
Oh, yeah.
Are you an employee there? Sir?
Hello, this is the manager. I was past the phone. What's going on?
This gentleman called. My wife sent in some pictures of our grandkids, and he called and started yelling at us, telling us never to be a customer there again.
Is this Mr. Novak? Is this Mr. Novak?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is with these pictures? This is fucked up shit. We don't need this kind of stuff here. There are laws.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's wrong with
really?
You? No, look, you can't do this kind of thing. This is ridiculous.
But, sir, I don't know. They're saying they're some kind of weird pictures. They
are weird. I'm sorry. Maybe it's not weird to you, but it's weird to us, and we don't need this here.
Well, sir, I don't even. I am totally clueless.
Apparently, what kind of idiot would bring this something like this to Walgreens?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You need to be locked up. That's all there is to it.
Sir, can I?
You need to be locked up. These pictures are fucked.
Sir.
Fucked.
Well, Merle, I don't know what they're talking about. This is they're insulting me and us. Well, I don't know.
Something's wrong with you. I don't know what your problem is, sir, but don't ever come in here again. I'm putting these in the shredder.
Well, okay. I'm looking
shredder.
Up on the computer to see what happened, because we do not have those kind of pictures in our home.
What kind of pictures is that?
I don't know what you're talking about. These are pictures of our grandkids.
I know. They're your grandkids. What's wrong with your grandkids? Jesus Christ. What? Jesus fucking Christ.
Sir, I'm a minister, and I'm really offended by this.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What? Okay.
People go to this kind of shit.
Can I have your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm with Walgreens in the photo department. I'm the manager of this department.
Okay.
And these are fucked. Fucked.
I don't... Sir, can you understand me? I am totally...
Gunner, you take over. This is too fucked for me. Somebody else. I'm passing the phone. I'm gonna go be sick. Goodbye.
What's the difference between Jesus and the picture frame? It only takes one nail to hang up a picture frame.
I don't know.
Look, if you want to come down here, we can go over the pictures.
Hello.
No problem.
No problem. What?
We're sorry about the inconvenience, but maybe we can give you like a free Snickers or something. You want to just come review the pictures, but there's definitely some terrible stuff.
I don't. Okay, so. the pictures I'm looking at here that we sent and we confirmed is a picture of my son,
mm-hmm.
daughter, and daughter-in-law standing by a bush.
Yeah.
My daughter, granddaughter on a rock.
Okay.
And my grandson in my backyard. That's all we're talking about.
Are you still talking to that guy? Tell him if he comes here, he can suck my dick.
Sir, can I make a copy of what we made and come up there? Because this is really offensive.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a picture. It's a man. There's a large object. Some kind of, I don't know, but you could see into
those
the abyss.
Those are not our pictures.
And it's not something you can unsee. There's literally
those are not our pictures.
It's another universe. There's.
And as a minister, you feel ashamed of yourself.
Sir, can I come up there and show you the confirmation?
Don't ever come into our store, sir. We're hanging up now. This is ridiculous. Goodbye.
If you come into the store, we'll call the police.
That guy was great.
This is perfect.
Man.
Don't talk like that. I'm a minister.
poor Rappy.
Yeah, he dropped off. I just
texted. Gold mine. What a gold mine. That made my night. Thanks, guys.
yay for Rappy. You're the best, Rappy.
Rappy's the man.
He is.
All right, so what'd you guys learn? Gunner, what'd you learn? We're hanging up. This is over.
Wink, wink.
Gunner learned nothing. Gunner learned that those pictures were really fucked up.
I learned never trust anyone from Oregon.
Gunner's going to have to learn German to watch the Rappy video.
Yep.
He knows it because he's a goddamn skinhead.
Did anybody else learn anything? Oh, wait, is this Rappy? Hold on. I think Rappy's calling back. Rappy? I don't know if this is Rappy.
You're Rappy!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Rappy. We're wrapping up the show, and...
I know. I got nervous. I hung up.
You really?
I've had troller's guilt.
Oh, were you listening after? Because, you know, us telling all the you know, like Tombstone telling religious jokes.
I heard, yeah. Me and my roommates were laughing.
We're all monsters.
Yeah,
but, you know, you started it, so you're the leader. You're the king.
Don't pin me on this. Don't pin this on
me. Oh, whatever.
You're the head troll.
Yeah.
All right.
We're just your minions.
Can I tell you what I learned?
Yes, please.
All right, I learned to practice safe computer use. And I learned actually not to take my photos to Walgreens.
Because they will just hand out your info. They'll just turn it over to anyone that calls in.
Yeah.
Who's making all the noise?
Not me.
Well, anyway, it's time for the show to end, but we're going to do an after show. So, facebook.com/thesamantha, phonewinners.com, rappymcrapperson.com. Yeah, afterthetone.org.
Thewatchtower.com.
Phonelosers.org.
Robraverm.deviantart.com.
Appsitement.com.
Yes. LX666 on YouTube.
Walgreens.com. /photodepartment.html.
Yeah, Walgreens.com/store listings.
Google with two E's.com.
Oh, shit.
Oh, two E's now. Okay, not goggle.
Wait.
Where am I going to get my goggles?
Phone winners, what did you learn tonight?
Phonewinners.com.
Thank you.
Walgreens.com/storelistings.php.
Yes, that's the one.
Down with New Zealand.
Gunner, what did you learn?
I told you, never trust anyone from Oregon.
I would say you should have learned to become more careful with a knife. Are
you your friend?
Okay, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
You want me to-
You can stay
you
on if you want.
For you guys anyway?
It's over. Too late.
I'm a science genius girl. I won the science fair. I wear a white lab coat. DNA strands in my hair. I'm a human being. It all works.